We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, politics was a national championship.
Yeah.
And now you know the lyrics, which is awesome.
I mean, close, but I had it down packed last week, Andy.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Because Wendy reminded me before Rie came on, and I actually wrote down the words, and I couldn't find my sheet. Dang it.
It's all right, man. You had your heart in it. That's what matters most. Speaking of Wendy, we'll get to the Wendy Zone coming up in 20 minutes from right now. Back into the most important audio in the world to kick off the noon hour. But Brandon Adams joins us Tuesdays at 11:20 in BA. I got to imagine Saturday was pretty special to be in Athens.
I have to say it was very enjoyable. It's one of those things where I think we spent a long time wondering what would it be like, and it was every bit everything I'd hoped it would be. I've never seen that many people in Athens, never seen that many people having a good time. You know, normally for a situation like that, there's another team involved, you're playing a game, and maybe there's some anxiety related to who the opponent's going to be or what they're going to do, whatever else. And this was nothing but a celebration. It was really the best kind of weird in a lot of ways because – it was just a day to appreciate what this team had done, and it was a long time coming. And I just think that the celebration was befitting of the team and also just befitting of those of us who waited a long time to see this take place. We certainly made the best of it and the most of it there on that particular weekend there in Athens.
Hell yeah, B.A. And that's what Brian was talking about earlier with our producer, Brian. He was like, it was so crazy to see all those people, like I said, all the happiness, and it not be a game day because of all the we might lose this team and all these other different things. So, yeah, it looked like it was such a good time, B.A. And now it's back to business, and we know who's leaving and who's coming back. B.A., in your opinion, of the three Smiths that's coming back or whoever's coming back this year, who do you think is the most significant of them all?
Well, first of all, I'm impressed that Randy just turned the page, man. He's like, that trophy, oh, yeah. Let's put that thing in the case. Let's get back to work, which I certainly understand. Listen, I think obviously the name there is Nolan Smith. Now, I think that Christopher Smith, the safety, is a pretty big deal too, but I don't think anything eclipses Nolan from the standpoint that he really has a chance to kind of come back and be a little bit like what Azeez Ojulari
was
in 2020. Probably the best individual pass rusher that Smart's had since he was head coach was Azeez back in the 2020 season. Nolan, by coming back, has a chance to be that. But the other thing is, when you go and listen to the way in which Nolan spoke prior to the national championship, I mean, he pretty clearly was emerging into kind of an enforcer role for this team, and I don't think anybody better articulated what it would have meant to bring a national championship home than what Nolan did. He talked about the idea of leaving a legacy. I think the kind of legacy-minded attitude like that is clearly the kind of thing that you can kind of make into a nucleus for the upcoming season. So I think the Nolan thing yesterday, while it wasn't necessarily unexpected, I think there was a decent number of Georgia folks who kind of thought Nolan would probably come back, would certainly strongly consider coming back. The fact that that became official yesterday does become one of the first and most important building blocks for the 2022 season.
Yeah, we've heard from seemingly everybody, either coming back or going to the NFL, except for except for the quarterback. Who do you think starts at quarterback week one next year against Oregon?
Well, let me say it this way. Let me build to that. And that I think that Georgia has to have an open competition at quarterback here this year. What Stetson Bennett has done puts him on the top shelf of Georgia football history forever, because I don't care how many titles they go on to win, this was the first one. And first one in a long time anyway. And so from that standpoint, I think that he will always be appreciated. But that does not necessarily mean that he's guaranteed to be the starting quarterback next season. I give him the first rep on the first day of spring practice. Then after that, I would let the chips fall where they may. And in an open competition situation, I believe my money would probably be on Brock Vandegrift, who, of all the young quarterbacks that Georgia kind of has, either potentially in the fold in future classes, currently in the fold of guys that could be in the roster, I think that Vandergriff's the most intriguing prospect. And I think he might be the guy that has the chance to kind of stabilize the Georgia quarterback situation, because even in a year in which they hoist the national championship trophy, this was obviously, as y'all are very well aware, not a drama-free year at the quarterback spot. And at some point in time, it'd be kind of nice not to have, you know, crazy quarterback stuff going on every single year.
Yeah.
And maybe Brock's the guy that allows that to happen. Or maybe Stetson Bennett surprises us all once again and doesn't relinquish this job. He has a little bit of a habit of doing that, playing well when some folks doubt him. But regardless of whether even JT had stayed, and I guess he hasn't officially entered the transfer portal, but the thought is that he's going to, I don't care who stays, who goes. It needs to be an open competition, and in an open competition, it would not surprise me if Brock, the big recruit from two cycles ago, would not surprise me if he's the guy that steps up and wins it.
Do you think that if Stetson Bennett does decide to come back, they may change some things, Brock, DA, as far as who goes and who stays in that quarterback room?
Well, I think that – look, I think a lot of this was just sort of destined to occur anyway. For instance, a guy like Carson Beck, who has not announced anything, but – you know, he may leave, and I'm not, you know, certainly wildly speculating by saying that. This is a guy that's, you know, he's a year older than what Brock Vandergriff is. He's been there for a couple of years, and all of a sudden he probably feels his clock ticking a little bit more because, hey, you got one shot to play in college, and after 2 years he really hasn't. So he was probably going no matter what. And in the case of JT Daniels, I know there had been some speculation of, well, maybe he would stick around and give another shot at Georgia. Does that really make any sense to anybody? Whether you thought Daniels was fairly benched or not, the fact of the matter is he wasn't playing. You know, the notion of Daniels coming back to a place that had a chance to play him healthy this year and not doing that, it never made much sense to me that he would probably do that. I mean, I'm not that surprised that he's considering going into the transfer portal. So, you know, I don't know that Bennett deciding to come back necessarily impacts Daniels all that much, because to me it would be kind of weird to, you know, sit out a portion of the year as a healthy quarterback. Now, Daniels wasn't always healthy, but when he was healthy, he wasn't playing. That maybe just a change of scenery, maybe what JT sort of feels that he needs. And, you know, because of that, he may officially put his name in the transfer portal, you know, sooner rather than later.
Let's speculate on Stetson and why we don't know yet. Does the length of time, the fact he could have told us by now and he hasn't, does that give you any indication one way or another what he might decide to do?
No, it doesn't really. And I would add to that, Andy, I know that some people have kind of speculated about what he said during the Good Morning America interview. And he's like, well, if I can trust the coaches. And then some people make a little bit of a big deal about the fact that he didn't speak during the ceremony on Saturday. I don't make a big deal about any of that. The fact of the matter is, when you, as a college kid, are 7 a.m. in the morning on Good Morning America, I'm not quite so sure that's a binding referendum. You know, in other words, I think Stetson just being able to speak into the microphone that day was actually pretty impressive. I'm not quite so sure I hold what he says against him, especially given the fact that he's had a chance to amplify that statement since then and kind of, and just sort of chose not to. And then the fact that he didn't speak during the thing on Saturday, I think was more along the lines of the fact that Georgia just wanted team captains speaking and Stetson officially not one of those. So I don't quite know why all of this is, you know, kind of playing out along the timeline that it is, but my assumption is that he does, you know, come back. And obviously, I guess I could be surprised on that, but I think eventually he will, you know, come back. And as I said before, even if he does, giving other quarterbacks a chance to make a name for themselves and have a chance to earn this job, I think is going to be imperative, even though Stetson's position in Georgia football history can never be challenged.
Big, as we go get ready for this spring and everything, and you look at what was left, we just had Chef Schaefer on the show right before we got you on here, and he's talking about this leadership thing. Because we asked him, Big, whose decision, I'm going to say, who started the, you know what, guys, we got something valuable and all these things, let's all come back and make another run at it, which they did, they wouldn't want. Who's that guy? Is it Nolan Smith that can be that Jordan Davis of last year, that guy that pops onto to say, I think that Nolan can have one of those, like you said, Ojulari-type years. But is he like the unquestioned maybe leader of this team right now?
Well, I would also add Christopher Smith in that discussion there as well, because the safety position at Georgia has always been kind of a spot where leadership's kind of come from. Lewis Seen was that guy a year ago. Rich LeCount's been that guy before. Go back to J.R. Reed even before that. He played at an AP All-American level and was a pretty clear, important leader. And even, you know, first team Kirby had, Maurice Smith, who came over from Alabama, was kind of one of those guys there as well, although I guess he's more of a nickelback. But the point is that safety position for Georgia has kind of had that leadership mantle before. And so I would say that Christopher Smith also kind of becomes one of those guys a little bit alongside of Nolan, who I also think is just going to have a lot of emphasis on every word that he uses. And so if you try to replicate what Devontae Wyatt and Jordan Davis, what their decision was a year ago, then I think that, those become the guys who are most likely to be that. Now, in the case of Jordan, it's very hard to give you what Jordan gave you a year ago, because there was a thought that maybe Jordan Davis could have stuck in at the end of the first round last year had he chosen to go into the draft. So him coming back just carried an extra weight that's hard for anybody else to match right now. But Nolan comes close, because Nolan was the number one recruit in the country, a few years ago. Right. So there's a pretty big pedigree there with him. So getting him back for one more year is a really big deal, and I wouldn't discount Christopher Smith in that conversation either.
How about, real quick, B.A., I just saw this. This came up, B.A., this talking about that Beal has decided he's going to come back also.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So that's a pass-rushing guy, class of 2017, still there at Georgia. And this is one of those guys that's kind of always kind of gotten caught up in the numbers game a little bit at Georgia, but when he's had a chance to play, he's looked pretty good in doing so. So that's another one of those returns that shouldn't be discounted, because Beal is clearly good enough to play. And I said before, he's darn near 25 years old or whatever now it seems like. But him coming back is a pretty big deal for Georgia too.
Hey, B.A., do you think there's any chance with the NFL season coming to an end for a lot of teams and a lot of coaching changes happening up there, any Georgia coordinators may get the call to join an NFL team in the next couple months?
Yeah, I certainly think that Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator, if he had a chance to kind of go back and be the play caller again somewhere in the NFL, that's something that he might be willing to consider. He was play calling in Tampa. I don't believe he's calling the plays in Cleveland, which was his last NFL stop. So if he had a chance to do that again, that might be one of those things that he'd be looking to do. And it might be one of those things where Georgia with money alone couldn't really match that, because y'all know this. I mean, if you're a play caller in the NFL, that's sort of the springboard to whatever job you might want. Right. Head coach in the NFL, head coach in college, there's no easier way to get that job by being them one of the 32 guys that gets to call offensive plays in the NFL. So if that opportunity comes Monken's way, my guess is that he might strongly consider taking that, and probably would take that. And anything less than that, Georgia could probably pay him enough money that he wouldn't consider that. But to be a true offensive coordinator in the NFL, the architect of one of the league's offenses, that might be one of those things that would sway Monken to leave. And I thought that Todd's been a great offensive coordinator for Georgia. His departure, if it were to come, I would believe would be pretty significant for UGA.
Sure.
Hey, B, real quick, we got less than a minute. Hines Ward becoming a Georgia wide receiver coach is what?
I still think it's a unlikely outcome, but it's closer to being real than at one point would have, because of the work that Hines has done to kind of put himself on this radar. I remember he told me, when Kirby first got the job, that he wanted to be wide receivers coach at Georgia. A lot of folks rolled their eyes at the time. But since then, Randy, he's put in the work. He was on an NFL staff. He's now a college wide receivers coach. It's more real than it was before, but I still have a sneaking suspicion it's not going to come true this time. Maybe it comes true at some point in time, but maybe just not for 2022.
Hey, Brandon, thank you for the time all season long.
My man. Appreciate you, B.A.
Always fun to talk to you guys. Great to be with you.
Brandon Adams there, Dog Nation, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. Always great stuff from him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.